All the King's Men, Legends of Camelot. This is the prequel to the Celtic Pantheon series, written by Maggie McAllister, narrated by Maria Johnson. Chapter 3. Eclipse of Destiny. As the forces of darkness gathered, a chilling wind swept through the enchanted grove. This unnatural onslaught foreshadowed the onset of a fateful confrontation. King Arthur fought the urge to shudder, though. The cold penetrated armour and flesh alike. Around him, his men murmured at such an unnatural attack and made signs against evil. Danu stood unmoved, apart from the rest. The mystical leader of the enchanted realm stood at the edge of the clearing, her head held high. The encroaching shadows did not frighten her. A terrible fury grew within her breast. Balor, a formidable warrior with a lineage intertwined with ancient magic, stepped forward. His eyes ablaze with determination, he came to stand opposite Danu. He was a guardian of the enchanted grove and emanated an aura of primal energy that Arthur and his men found strange. The stage was set for a battle that would echo throughout the ages. The first clash erupted with a flash of steel and a surge of mystical energies. Arthur, wielding his sword Excalibur, led the charge. His every strike was a testament to the might of Camelot. Balor, armed with a blade infused with demonic magic, danced with uncanny agility. He countered Arthur's blows with a skill born of ancient knowledge. Danu, a master of elemental forces in her own right, wove her magic to counter Balor's assault. She conjured gusts of wind, creating a storm of her own. Torrents of water soaked the battlefield, and bolts of lightning arced overhead, flashing its brightness on the battle. Her powers complemented Balor's martial prowess, taking this fight to new levels. The formidable adversaries tested the mettle of Arthur and his warriors. The crow, Badba, flew overhead, whispering the outcome of the battle. The enchanted grove became a battleground where steel clashed with magic. The air crackled with the intensity of the conflict. The clash of titans reverberated through the ancient trees. Shadows and light intertwined in a dance of destiny. Merlin, observing from the sidelines, sensed the delicate balance between the opposing forces. His gaze flickered between Arthur, Balor and Danu. In this moment, he realized that the outcome of this battle held the key to more than one fate. As the battle reached its zenith, the same revelation unfolded. Despite being locked in combat, Arthur, Balor and Danu began to perceive their intertwined destinies. This battle bound them together. An unforeseen alliance emerged amid the chaos. They shared a common enemy, one that threatened not only the enchanted grove, but their very existence. In an unexpected turn, the three warriors ceased their conflict, recognizing the greater peril that loomed in the shadows. United by a newfound understanding, Arthur, Balor and Danu redirected their focus toward the true adversary. With a collective resolve, they prepared to face the looming darkness, setting the stage for a journey that was more than mere legend and magic. The battle's end marked not only a cessation of physical conflict, but also the beginning of a united front against a shared threat, emphasizing the power of revelation and collaboration in the face of danger. Chapter 1. Swords and Sorcery. A wind-battered figure with a long grey beard trudged through the derelict forest. One gnarled hand grasped a thick oaken staff.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?